Despite what appears to be progress, many of the people who are best equipped to promote Palestinian reforms and help build a democratic Palestinian state have left the area. NPR's Anne Garrels reports from Jerusalem that many more plan to leave.
Villages in the southern West Bank like Deir Dibwan and Tur Messiah feel like ghost towns. Many here had worked in the U.S. and become American citizens. They came back with the promise of the Oslo Accords, but now they've locked up their houses and taken their expertise back to the States. The white stone houses on the nearby hills of Ramallah are also shuttered. Their owners, educated professionals, have also sought refuge in other countries. 42-year-old Dr. Muna comes from a prominent Palestinian Christian family. She asks her real name not be used. Unlike many of her friends and relatives who recently left, she has no foreign passport or work permit. For now, she's stuck. But she and her husband, a successful businessman, are desperately looking for a country that will take them and their three children.
I have a 7-year-old son. Every night, after 2 hours, he wakes up and starts screaming, starts saying, "I don't want to die, I don't want to die."
Muna's ashamed to admit that she can't take it anymore because it suggests the Israelis have won. By leaving, she says she would be doing just what Israel wants. But caught between only a fragile hope for a democratic Palestinian state, Israeli occupation, and immediate freedom elsewhere, she says she's got to get out.
I'm lost. I don't know what to do. I don't know how this is going to end.
After she set up her practice in Ramallah, she worked closely with Israeli specialists. But those she calls her Israeli friends are too frightened to go to Ramallah, and she has no permission to go to Jerusalem. With a combination of checkpoints, barbed wire, ditches, patrols, and permits, travel restrictions have made it harder and harder for Palestinians not only to move into Israel, but also to move throughout the West Bank. For 2 weeks now, there have been no major bombings. And in Ramallah, the curfew has been lifted during the day, so Muna can go to work. But at 6 p.m. every night, the city's locked down. And Muna fears this relative freedom is only temporary.
If any bombing or whatever happens, everything will close. So our life is not stable.
Her children attend a Quaker school. She's against the violence. But she says until Israel understands why Palestinians took to the streets, nothing will change.
We were suffering even before this started. I cannot say that this started for nothing. So I think both sides are wrong. This is not the solution. The solution was to sit and talk, and I mean to have more influence on both sides, us to have more rights, them to have more peace. So I think this is the solution.
And for a solution, she says, there must also be a change of leadership within the Palestinian Authority. Promised improvements in Palestinian security and steps last week by the new finance minister to rein in corruption are just the beginning.
People are realizing some mistakes they did. I hope this will be for the better.
Jerusalem, once just a 20-minute drive from Ramallah, is now 2 checkpoints and hours away. There, Olivier Rafowitz, spokesman for the Israeli Defense Force, sees a shift in attitudes among Palestinians, but he finds it difficult to evaluate.
There is some increase of right now, maybe moderate opposition to the main stream of violence for violence, of terrorism. And if maybe a year ago they could blame us for that, today they are starting to look at themselves and to just look behind and to look at the leadership and to ask actually for answers to these questions.
However, he warns against seeing too much in the relative calm of the past 2 weeks.
Maybe it looks quiet, but behind this quiet atmosphere, there is a very intensive policy from Israel to counterattack terrorism. We can say that at least between 9 to 10 terrorist attempts are every day.
In the last 24 hours, Israeli security forces have arrested at least 26 Palestinians in the West Bank and Gaza. The military says they're all suspected of terrorism. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Jerusalem.